Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast will definitely contain naughty words and spoilers.
Unhappy New Year!
Unhappy New Year.
2021, still a bitch.
Same shit, different year.
So for all of us in the UK, we are now in another full lockdown. Yeah, so the festivities are long gone.
Yeah.
That was a little miserable. Tiny bright light.
January is a long year as well.
So congratulations, anyone who's doing dry January, you might want to reconsider that because you might just want to get drunk.
It's probably the easiest thing to do.
So yeah, so the film you chose for me was Terminator.
It was.
So now I had a bit mixed feelings about this film.
Before we even started.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is going to be shit because it's going to be like cheesy and, I don't know, like take the piss out of poor Arnie, you know, that sort of stuff.
But it's not.
But it's not. I was pleasantly surprised. So this film was released in 1984. And a little synopsis is a cyborg assassin is sent back in time to kill Sarah, a waitress. Why is she quite like she's a waitress? But anyways. In a bid to stop her son, who will wage war against the enemy in the future unless the course of history is altered.
Oh, yeah.
Stanley couldn't read my own writing. So it opens with Los Angeles. Oh, my God. This killed me when I saw it. I can't even say it because it makes me laugh so much. 2029.
Yeah, not long till Skynet takes over.
It's like literally, it's like no time away. It's crazy. Like, yeah. It's like 8 years
out,
away.
Like 45 years away now, it's 8.
45? I had a lot of hope in us that in 45 years we're going to have some sort of cyborg human covered flesh person.
Human covered. Flesh person. You can just say cyborg. That's literally what it means.
Yeah, but they said they had living skin over him.
That's what a cyborg is.
Oh, is it? It's, I thought that was just another word for a robot.
A cyborg is living tissue and robot mixed together.
What's an AI then?
Artificial intelligence.
That's just robot?
No, that's artificial intelligence. That can be anything.
Oh.
It's something that's not human or an animal or something is computer generated intelligence.
Haley Joel Osment. When he's not looking at dead people, he's an AI.
Yeah, I've never watched that film.
It's well a weird.
That's why I've never watched it.
Well a weird. From what I can remember, I think I've only watched it the once. So I was like, I just couldn't.
Wrong robot film. Focus.
Oh, yeah. So. It opens with space fights with some advanced machinery rolling over.
It's not. No, it doesn't. open with space fights. You've just said it. It's on. It's in Los Angeles. There's no space
fight. It's a space type fight. It's got some stuff that goes...
Laser guns. It's not space. It's not space. Come on, this is a serious one, because this is Terminator.
So it's rolling over stones and there's lasers.
They're not stone.
Huh? Skulls. Sorry, I can't speak.
God, you're going to rag all over Terminator.
I'm not going to rag all over Terminator. God, have some faith, man.
So it opens with people battling machines.
Yeah.
They've got laser guns. It's not in space, as clearly said at the beginning when it says it's in Los Angeles. And the robots are rolling over skulls, not stones.
I don't know why I wrote space fights. I think because there's like things flying in the sky that look like space machines.
Space machines? The fuck is a space machine? Spaceships? You literally mean spaceships, don't you? This one is 5 minutes in and it's just gone off the end of a cliff.
So, oh yeah, I wrote down, look up the paragraph and read it out, but I never did.
Jesus Christ.
And I just wrote, tonight, ... dramatic music. So I don't even know what
it's This one is officially gone, and we've only just begun.
I'm crying!
Tonight, ... dramatic music.
And before that, look up paragraph to read out.
There's some writing appears on the screen.
Not quite Star Wars, but there's not Star Wars link. It is important, but just I can't tell you.
It just basically says that war is being fought, and they're sending people back in time.
Awesome. 1984, and it's before the war that starts in the 90s, isn't it? So this is like, I've written down decades before the war. So it's the war starts in the 90s.
No, because it says decades before.
Oh, I can't even read my own writing. We did watch this. We've watched this over a week ago, babe. A lot's happened.
It says decades before the war, because 84 is decades before 2029. That's it.
Great. I can't even remember writing. We should have done this like ages ago. Because I don't even remember what I've written.
Lane Boris.
It's nine... Oh, so basically it looks like it's 9 years away, basically, from... Or 8 years away from being where we are now. So it could be tier 29. It is possible.
Instead of 2029, it was actually tier 29.
That was a funny for you.
Tier 29. Dodge the Terminators.
So,
your trip to B&M.
Your trip to B&M. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh my God, there's a big space fight going on. Look at those space machines.
What was the thing I called a dog fight? Pain fight or something. You were like, a dog fight. I was like, not... Surely you can't... Anyways.
Fuck's sake.
So there's like the letters that suddenly appear on the screen at the beginning with the dramatic music spell out Terminator, which is pretty exciting.
That's as far as we've got. Yeah. 10 minutes we've made it to Terminator. Made it to the title screen. Fuck me.
Then it does actually open up at Los Angeles 1984. Maybe that's what I'd written down about the writing that I didn't write. Okay, sorry, I can get myself all confused. So there's a vehicle hits something, so like a heavy machinery vehicle hits a wall. And like, I absolutely love the bloke driving it, he's adorable.
Hayley watches podcasts, hitting all the key plot points.
I've written down, what the most lovable man, what a babe. Because he was just so cute. And... there's like a big electrical bolts all around. He's like, what's going on? I just thought it might have been the machine breaking. I was like, seriously, he has fucked that machine up. But he hasn't. Then a super young naked Arnie appears on the screen.
Super naked as well.
Super naked. I missed the winky.
The winky. Yeah, if you can see his dick.
Yeah.
Just swinging about.
I was busy writing.
I don't know how you missed it. It's between his knees.
Was it?
No.
Oh. and he's like, he's brought the gun show written down.
He did, yeah, fucking too right he has.
He is like an Adonis, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like carved out of stone
yeah.
back then.
Yeah. Pretty epic.
Got to get the pump.
just... oh,
you've never
him.
Watched that, have you? Pumping Iron.
I think you showed me some clips.
Oh my god, it's the best thing ever. And he's like, getting the pump to me is like sex. So I'm coming with the woman and I'm coming in the gym.
Shut up. God, I really respected him until I just heard that. I'm like, oh, vomit in my mouth. Vomit.
I'll show you it after on YouTube. It's fucking
god,
so
don't.
Funny.
I might bring up my fake pasta. My no-carb alternative. So then you see some young lads, like proper 80s lads, aren't they? With a stupid air and...
No, I wasn't there.
Weren't you? Like Flock of Seagulls type. Or were they punks? I can't remember.
Punk. More punk.
Being like typical lads, and you're walking past them, and he just goes up... One of them goes up to him and says, like, oh, nice night for a walk. He's like, give me your clothes.
Your clothes. Give them to me.
So, basically, I think he punches one of them to death, doesn't he? He just punches everyone.
The one with the blue spiky hair is Bill Paxton, who's in Aliens.
Oh, you said a lot of them were in Aliens.
And Twister.
Twister. I feel like I avoided watching that because I hate natural disaster films. Oh, they could also be like war films. They happen.
It's so terrible, but amazing at the same time. We'll have to watch Twister.
No.
It is so crap. It's brilliant. Honestly, it's not scary. There's a bit where a cow gets carried off in a tornado.
Lol.
Yeah, Bantz. Cow Bantz.
So yeah, basically...
Yeah, he punches through one of them.
That was
like,
it, yeah.
Right through his body. And you're like, what?
What the fuck is this person? Then there's some sirens, and I think he disappears off. I think. Can't remember. But he
kills a guy, and then
kills a few of them.
One of them's on the floor and starts giving him his clothes.
Oh my god! Right, so then we're in the streets, which is like all the screen, like the shots of like the streets of Los Angeles, and then you go into an alleyway, and there's like your stereotypical homeless, toothless old man.
Yep.
And then another naked man appears who looks like he's in more pain.
Yeah,
he found that transition a lot more painful.
Scarred and shit.
No, but even like when he appeared in the lightning, he's like. Ugh!
Yeah, it's fucking lightning.
Lightning. Not quite as good a physique as Arnie, though.
To be fair, not many people had that.
No, but yeah, like you said, you can see some scars on him. A cop sees him putting on some clothes and there's a little bit of a police chase.
Because he robs the homeless man's trousers.
Ew, it's like in between his of the tramp shoes.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Oh my god.
And as the cop ran past, he's like, he took my pants.
Oh, I just written down, he muttered something that is inaudible.
No, it's not inaudible at all. You can literally understand what he says. He says he took my pants.
He did not. He took his pants, fair do.
Honey, where are my pants?
So there's like a chase through the streets and through a gross alleyway where men push... Where the man pushes the cops.
I push you! And steals his gun.
Yeah, he does, yeah. And then he asks, like, what day it was. And he says, Thursday. And then he says, but what year?
The date. What year? Exactly like that.
It's brilliant. That's uncanny, babe.
I know.
Jeez.
I'm going to be in the remake.
Yeah, that's when he nicks the cops' cars. And then...
Gun, not his car.
Who took his car?
No.
Oh, this is a gun. Fair dues. And then I've written down something about... Oh, yeah, he goes into a clothes shop and takes clothes and takes tags off them and stuff to rob some things.
Gets himself a coat and some Nikes.
Some shoes. Oh, yeah, that's what I wrote down. Clothes up on the Nikes. It's like, placed product.
Product placement.
That's a dude. I can't speak today. And then he's...
Space fight.
Space fight. And then he goes up the escalators, out onto the fire escape, and then steals a large shotgun from the cop car and walks away. Like, he just sneaks past them. But he looks like a flasher.
He does, yeah. He's got trench coat and no shirt.
Yeah.
Pissy homeless man pants.
I didn't realise.
And
if I'd have known.
The whitest Nike trainers. Like, dad trainers. You know the ones your dad had?
That have seen no action.
Yeah, that he bought and then they sat in his wardrobe in a box.
For best.
Yeah, and then he wore them like once every 3 years and they are so white. Those are the trainers he's got on like with his pissy tramp pants.
Someone from Towie's teeth. So he goes to a phone box and I cannot believe you can scroll through, you used to because you don't do it now, through the phone book and you'd have everyone's names and addresses and numbers.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
What the fuck about looking data back, protection?
Weird.
Yeah. I honestly was like, what?
Remember Yellow Pages?
Oh my God, I love the Yellow Pages. Do you remember that advert with a little boy that had sand on it to kiss the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Anyways. Yeah, so he looks up and finds a name, but you know, you don't see the name. You just see him look and then he walks off. So then you see... Okay, so...
Doesn't he rip the page out?
No.
Pretty sure he rips the page.
Does he? Well, either way, he finds her.
Or the other one.
Or is that the other one?
I don't know. One of them rips the page out of the phone book anyway. Because then you see the Terminator looking in the phone book too, don't you?
Yeah, and he goes down because he sees all the names.
Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor. So you see this lady on a scooter, like, living her best waitress life. Scooting around, 80s music.
And then she gets to work and it's fucking dog shit.
Yeah, because everyone's an absolute arsehole.
And also, she's not a very good waitress.
No. No, she's not, no.
No.
So, then it cuts to Arnie looking badass with, like, more dramatic music. He punches a car window and then robs the car. And then he cuts back to Sarah, like, working and, like, everyone moaning at her. And there's, like, a kid who's being a total knob. And I was like, oh, my God. Like... Yeah, it's just a bit of shit.
Yeah, the kid puts ice cream in her pocket.
That's it. And said,
Dick.
Her mate in there says, in 100 years, who knows what's going to happen? Or
no, she doesn't.
Oh, no. Who knows who's going to care?
Yeah, in 100 years, who's going to care?
Yeah.
Or nobody's going to care, something like that.
Something like that. It's a bit of a lull.
You know, yeah, God will be dead.
Everyone will be dead. So then there's another shot of Arnie with a massive gun and he's in a large shop and he's got like a large shopping list. Oh no, he's in a gun shop and the guy's like asking about the gun and he's like, I've got a big shopping list or something.
Yeah, he's in the gun shop and he literally just reels off all these guns to look at. The Uzi 9mm. He asked for a ray gun as well, then he's like...
Yeah.
Also, the ray gun he asked for, I can't remember exactly, something like phased plasma rifle with a 40-watt range.
Yeah.
Like 40 watts, that's like light bulbs.
Like Jesus.
40 watts is not even a particularly bright light bulb. So how is it powering a laser gun?
I don't know, who knows?
Something to think about.
Technology we don't know.
Also, I don't even know, 40 watts is not bright or anything. I know fuck all about light bulbs.
I know, nerding.
Screwed him in.
So basically, he says about his large shopping list. He's like, oh, I better close up the shop. And then he says he has to wait for a while because of some of the stuff. You can't just give it to him.
Yeah, he could take, like, hunting rifles there and then, but like,
anything
handguns
else
and stuff. Yeah. He's got a waiting period.
So then he proves himself to be the bad guy and is a bit of a knob and he just shoots him.
He starts loading up one of the guns, doesn't he? And the guy's like, hey, you can't do that. And he's like, wrong. Blows him away, shotguns him. The guy who runs the gun shop is from Gremlins and Gremlins 2 as well. Mr. Fudderman. Fudderman. He's the one who hates foreign. He's like in Gremlins, he's like, foreign car, buy American. And then the Gremlins drive a fucking great tractor through his house.
Nice. Well done, Gremlins. So then you see Arnie pushing a man out of a phone booth. And he looks up Sarah Connor's name and address. But there's a few Sarah Connors.
He doesn't know which one is the right one.
So then Arnie arrives at an address. And there's a dog barking. But he doesn't kill the dog, thank God.
No.
It's a good thing.
Spares the dog.
Yeah. He knocks on the door. This woman opens the door and he goes, Sarah Connor? I can't do his accent. Oh, that's awful.
Sarah Connor?
And like, she's like, yes. And then he just shoots her dead. A lot.
Smashes the door in.
Yeah.
Shoots her.
A lot of dead.
Whole lot of dead.
Yeah. So then we're back at the dinery, cafe, wherever she's working.
Yeah.
And her mate was like, you've got to come look at this. She's like, you're dead, honey. Because yes. Think of like Sarah Connor.
Shows her the news report about yeah. Sarah Connor being murdered. Like, you're dead.
I like that friend. She's cool. So then your other man, he hotwires a car and I've written down some awesome 80s tune. And he looks like... So then I think he has like a little flash. I would say back, but it's really forward.
Yeah, it's like a flashback for him, flash forward for us.
So you see the same shot that's at the beginning of the machinery going over the skulls and the bodies.
Yeah.
But this time you see the humans fighting and like crawling around the floor and stuff.
Pew, pew, pew.
And they're shooting sort of at the machines. And I was like, yeah, that really... I've written down, yeah, nine years away with with Brexit and the Rona, it's not a million miles away.
Yeah, fair one. Yeah, Rona is actually Skynet.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Whoa.
Mind blown. You see a couple of people shooting on the machines. The female soldier gets shot. So yeah, there's just some whole lot of fighting. And you see, I think it's him, because he's in a car, or he gets shot. Basically, you see him in a car on fire, and that's how he's got his burns.
Yeah. He's driving a car, someone's shooting out the back on one of the machines.
That's it.
Blows up the car.
Yeah.
Flips over, and you see him, like, crawling out.
Now you've got, like, actually, to be fair, it's actually pretty similar to what it's like as girls getting ready to go out. Because you've got Sarah and her mate. I've written down what her friend's name is, but I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. So they're, like, doing their hair and makeup, dancing to music. The phone rings, and it's, like, a really... Oh, is it Ginger, her friend? I've written it down. So the phone rings. It's, like, a weird phone call. So, like, the guy's talking to Sarah, who's answered the phone, and it's, like, really weird. Like, I'm going to, I don't know, come get you and tie you up or something. And she's like, it's for you, Ginger.
Yeah.
Kinky bird.
So... flatmate's boyfriend, he's like dirty talking, isn't she? And then she's like, stays silent. Then she's like, who is this? And he's like, oh, it's Ginger. Right, yeah. And then she passes the phone and he just starts again.
Again, yeah. Doesn't care. You see, at the police station, they mention like another Sarah Connor death.
Yep.
So there's two names, two girls, both the same name. They've made a connection.
Yeah.
Good policing. So then you've got the ladies looking very 80s chic.
Yeah.
In their outfits and makeup. And Sarah says, have you seen Pugsley? Oh, I was like, please don't be a massive spider.
No, worse. It's a lizard.
Oh, I like lizards. Adorbs. So that was quite a relief. I was like, oh, God. God. Some fucking tarantula creeping about. Vom. So Sarah's date calls up and cancels, which is a bit of a shitter.
Yeah.
But she can't stay in, or she'll be killed.
Well, it's not what she says, but...
No.
She's going out.
She's going out. And she walks backwards out the door. Like, who the fuck does that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I watched that. I was like, oh, God. Come
and
on.
Bumps into the boyfriend, doesn't she? And
yeah.
Bumps.
Yeah.
And then blames him. Like, you walk backwards out the door.
No one does that.
That's not a thing.
You walk... out facing outwards as you walk, and then you turn around and shut the door.
Fucking freak.
I was like, oh, for God's sake. Then basically, she gets on her bike, and the other guy follows her.
Yes, the guy we don't know
his name yet. No,
it's Reese.
It's Reese, yeah. So, they're back at the police station. They're saying they're gonna send a unit round to check on her.
Yep,
and catch Ginger shagging the they don't catch the Ginger shagging the guy. You see Ginger has just finished shagging the guy, and she puts her dodgy old music on and goes off to the kitchen. I think Sarah's given... she's not given a statement, is she?
No, not yet.
Yeah, so basically she goes... I'm trying to just check what I've... Oh, yeah, so it goes to, like, the officers are talking about what they're going to do, or give a statement to make sure the other Sarah Connor comes forward. I think this is what they're trying to do, isn't it? They're trying to get her attention.
To the press to get her attention.
And he says, like, oh, how do I look? And he's like shit. obvious answer.
So cliche.
So he says about how there's been like two execution style killings. The name has been announced. So finally Sarah hears it and she looks a bit concerned, which I would be shitting a brick.
Yeah.
I would just furrow like, my eyebrows like, ha. Oh.
I might phone someone. This is weird.
And then she goes to, she goes through and calls home. So she calls Ginger.
So she goes to a bar, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Tries to call Ginger.
Because I think this is when she notices she's being followed by the guy. And it goes into a bar called Techno Noir.
Yeah, sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Does indeed. That kind of appealed to my... Because I think if I was a teenager in the 80s, I would 100% be a neuromantic, so like Adaman and stuff. So Techno Noir would be like where I'd hang out. I'd imagine it's all like neuromantics and...
I'd imagine it's more techno.
They all looked pretty emo-y to me in there.
It's the 80s. They all look weird.
So she goes in there and that's when she calls... I mean, oh yeah, I wrote down some of the hairdos were epic.
Yeah, there are.
They were pretty amazing.
There's some
hairdos.
Hair in this film.
So she calls the police from the bar, but all the lines are busy. Typical.
Yeah, of course.
So Arnie then arrives at the apartment and Bloke and Ginger have like finished what they're doing. So she's still got her music on. So when she dances into the fridge, dances into the kitchen.
Midnight
like,
snack.
Yeah, as you do. Some people smoke.
Post-coital snack.
Post-coital turkey slice sandwich.
Yeah. Of course.
A turkey sub.
First thing you do afterwards, like, oh, lashing good. Now I need loads of bread.
Loads of bread, loads of mayo, and loads of meat.
Yeah.
Which you've just had.
Oh, I was waiting for it. I knew it was coming.
You're welcome. So she's, basically, and she, like, freaks out because the lizard's there and it makes her jump. In the meantime, Arnie gets into the bedroom and... basically sees the boyfriend and punches a hole in the cushion and then just kind of fucks him up, didn't she?
And his wide fronts and everything. Oh, it's just in blue wide fronts.
What a way to go.
What is it? Did you write down what he says to Arnie?
I think I did. Let me just see. Don't make me bust you up, man.
Brilliant.
In his little wide fronts. Bless his heart.
I mean, who would look at someone... built like Arnie and be like, I'm gonna bust you up. You'd look at him and be like,
I'll just throw myself out the window.
Sorry, Bird, you're on your own. I'm fucking out of here.
Bye.
This game's just massive.
So she basically sees him coming through the door and he's all sorts of dead. And then Arnie shoots her a lot of times and then he hears the answer. Love this.
Timing.
I love this. So the phone rings and it's Sarah and she gives the whole address, the whole phone number.
Yeah.
Like, everything you need to
even
know.
Even announces on the voicemail, hey, it's Sarah. She lives with you. I think she'd know your voice. Like,
come on.
So literally, if she hadn't have said that, he would have no idea.
No.
He'd think he'd finished and leave.
Just fucking ridiculous. And then he sees her driving licence, I think, doesn't he? He sees her face. So then you...
Now he knows what she looks like.
Yeah. Great. So then at the police station, and I think she tells officers where she is.
Yeah, she finally gets hold of the police.
And she says, you're in a public place, so you're safe.
Yeah, stay there, you're safe.
I think not, my friend. I think not. And I was like, yeah, no, you're not, because Arnie gives no shits. No shits at all.
No shits. He's a fucking robot. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't at all. So he finally arrives at the scene, and... he was like, hey, that man didn't pay. And then he just fucks up that guy as well.
He's at the counter. Bouncer tries to drag him back. And he's like, no, get off me.
So then you see, it's quite an epic bit, actually. Arnie's walking through the dance floor.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the cool music, all the hair. Arnie looking badass. Quite
Arnie
scary.
Arnie looking so out of place.
Yeah.
With all these, like, fucking dweebs.
So he's looking around and... he doesn't see her because she's bent down, like, opportune moment, like, bent down to do something. And then he turns around slowly and then he sees her. And it's like slow-mo.
Walking over to her.
And then the other guy sort of like comes and saves her. And there's loads of sort of gunfire and everyone like running all in the club and stuff. And I've written down that I loved that the techno-noir flashes. And it's like, I think it's sort of, I can't remember, I've written down my phone down under, oh no. Yeah, I think I just loved the fact about the gunfire and running around and that the techno wire like flashing whilst there's all the gunfire and stuff. It's just pretty. Yeah. Shut up. We should have done this ages ago. I can't even bloody remember the film already.
Terrible.
It's bad, isn't it? So yeah, so basically she's stuck under like a dead lady and he's aiming for her head. And then the other guy says to her, come with me if you want to live. I mean, really, and I was like, well, really, what are your options?
Yeah, so he shoots Arnie down, doesn't she? And that's, is that when she sees him? He's like, come with me if you want to live. And then as they're getting away, she sees Arnie get up after he's like,
possibly,
shot
yeah.
him loads of times. And she's like, bah?
Yeah. I was like, I don't think you have much choice, love. I'd just go with the one who's obviously not a machine.
Go with the guy that's not shooting at you.
Mm. So yeah, that's that. So Arnie's chasing them, and I was like, I think he's running, isn't he?
Yeah, he runs because he jumps onto their car, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And like punches a hole in the windscreen.
It's like an actual machine. And then they shoot and blow up a car. Yeah, then I've written down he's punched the screen. And then they, like, hit another car to get him off, but they hit a police car. So the officer's, like, radioing up, and then Arnie comes back and steals a police car.
Yeah, fuck. But I like this, because they crash into the police car, Arnie goes flying. Police officer calls it in as like a hit and run, and then Arnie's up on his feet, so the first thing the police officer does is pull his gun on him.
Yeah,
so why are you pointing a gun at the guy that you think's just been run over? Like, it doesn't make any stop, don't go anywhere, you've been run over. Like, what? It doesn't make sense.
No, not at all.
So then Arnie just knocks him out, then he steals his car.
Yeah, so they're in a car and he's asking if Sarah is hurt, and she's like, not at all. I've written down about the driving being like Naked Gun style.
Which is not at all.
I can't remember why I wrote that down, though. There's something about it that must have happened that I was like, Naked Gun. I don't know.
No, nobody knows about how it goes through your brain.
No, it's worrying. Reading it back is quite worrying. I don't think I want to read any of these other notes that I've written down.
No.
Frightening. So he says basically that his name is Reese and he's assigned to protect her because she's up for termination. And then Arnie, oh my God, this bit. He like mimics the officer's voice over the radio.
Yeah.
Which is V call. Pretty impressed by that.
Smart.
So he said about, then basically it cuts back to Sarah and Reese, and he's explaining that he's not actually a man, he's a machine. He's a, I think, 1001 Terminator.
Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
A 101 Terminator, like a robot, but a cyborg. So as we talked about all the skin and stuff on him. Then
living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Yeah.
To be exact.
That's the one.
I was hoping you'd be more impressed there.
I am. Very impressed.
Liar.
They're in the alleyway, and he's apparently written down good driving. Again, I don't know what the good driving was all about. And then talked about how there's an infiltration unit.
Yeah. Terminators are infiltration units.
Oh, there you go. They've written down about human tissue over metal. And then he says he needs to ditch the car. So he gets, I don't know, I don't even know what I've written here, if I'm honest. So he ditches the car, and he says, like, basically, it's not for another 40 years. One possible future. And, yeah, I think he's just going on about...
They grab another car, don't they?
Yeah.
And then he talks more in the new car. Does he tell her about her son yet?
Oh, I think so. I don't really know. The thing about weapons. And then Arnie's in the police car. And he finds the abandoned car.
Because, she says, can you kill it? And he's like, with these weapons, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there he goes. You're right, yeah. That's what I've written down. Well done. Mm. Thank God someone's got a clue. So Ollie finds the abandoned police car, and then they're in, like, an underground car park.
They're in a car park, yeah.
So Sarah and Reese, like, in... Oh, yeah, they're inside another car, aren't they? Hiding. Yeah.
And Arnie's driving around the parking lot.
And it is. Yeah, just, like, slowly. And she's like, why me? Why does it want me? And this is when he tells her about her son. I don't know how I'd feel about that. Someone come back and told me, like, I was living the 80s dream with my waitressing job. And someone comes and they're like, just as an FYI, you're like, I'm going to tell you about your 40-odd-year-old son who in the future, like, saves us all from these cyborgs. You'd be like, huh?
Gets even more of a head fuck, though.
Wait, I guessed it, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
I guessed
it. We'll get there.
I was wild chaffing myself.
But yeah, what, like, oh, they're killing you because the baby that you're not even pregnant with yet, when he grows up, saves us from the robots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, oh my God, am I Mary? Is what I'd say.
Fuck's sake.
I never got to be Mary in Nativity.
Why am I not surprised? I was Jesus once.
I was an innkeeper and an angel, and I'm pretty sure I was a sheep once.
I saw a picture on the internet the other day of, like, you think your day's going badly, this kid in his class play is grass. And it was just a kid laid on the floor in a green costume. That was his part. He was the grass.
So basically, Reese is talking about how there's been a nuclear war and all of this is gone, as in Los Angeles, but everything. So everything's gone. The survivors are at war with the machines, and there's a defence network of computers that are so powerful and hooked into everything.
Yeah.
And it's a new order of intelligence. And he's saying about how he grew up after the war, and the patrol machines, like, rounding up camps of people. And he shows him a barcode on his arm.
Yep.
So basically, like, some people were kept, other people were killed. Mm-hmm. And they have to just kind of, like, work.
Concentration camp style.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then one man taught us to fight, and his name was Connor, John Connor.
Ooh.
And basically that it's her son and he's taught them to fight. So then Arnie, like, finds them or sees them through the car window, and then they start shooting, and there's a bit of a shooty drivey bit.
Yep.
With some pretty good, like, shooting, which is pretty cool. And then you
shooty
see him
drivey bit.
Shooty drivey bit.
Like it.
And then Arnie's, like, coming up onto Sarah's side, and she, like, breaks and he smashes into the wall. And the car is, like, totaled, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, is a Terminator gone? Obviously not.
Loads of police turn up, don't they?
Yeah. And then that's when he...
Sarah and
yeah.
Carl.
And you see him get out of the car, don't you?
No, you don't see Arnie. You see the crash and they go over to the car.
But the police, he's gone!
He's gone.
Yeah.
No sign of him.
That's it. So, she finds out, that's a police station now, so she finds out that Ginger's dead.
Yep.
And I think she's kind of safe because they kind of figure that she's Sarah Connor and there's someone after her and she's obviously put a report in. But they're in an interview with Reese and he's basically finding out if he's crazy or not and he sounds nuts.
Yeah.
Like when he's talking.
Being talked to by a psychologist.
Yeah, like he sounds nuts.
This guy's mental.
So then it cuts to Arnie, he's broken into this room, the window's open, and in the crash, he's got all kinds of, like, fucked up in his face, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. So his gammy eye, another CGI.
Got like a mangled eye.
Oh, it's not CGI, is it? It would have been actual makeup?
Yeah, so now it's...
Like prosthetics.
It's like an animatronic, so it's a moving head with...
Wow.
Prosthetic stuff, I mean, on it. I mean, in 1984...
That would have been, like, revolutionary.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it looks a bit dated, but I actually really appreciated it. I thought it looked really, like...
The fact that it's a practical effect.
Yeah.
Like, they really went out of their way to do that.
It was
yeah.
really, really cool. So he, like, rolls up his sleeve and puts a scalpel to his arm, I think, and then, like, cuts open his arm, you see all the inner workings, like all of like the wires and the metal, which again was pretty cool.
Like mends a tendon, effectively, doesn't it?
Mm. Then it cuts back to, I think it is, I've written down 2027, and you actually see John Connor, is that right?
I don't remember seeing John Connor.
I've just written down something. We'll skip that, because I don't really know what happened there. But I'll go back to the bit that I absolutely love.
Is it the bit where Kyle is like, he goes underground and a Terminator gets in?
Or? No, I've written John Connor, Cybergene Systems. This Cyberdyne. This computer thinks he can kill Connor before he was born.
Oh, no, that's him telling the psychiatrist. Oh. The psychiatrist, yeah, his interaction.
Okay.
He says that to the scientist. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Oh, psychiatrist, sorry.
And he's saying, yeah, he's mentioned about the Terminator. Anyway, then it cuts back to Arnie, who puts a scalpel to his eye and just pops it out.
Yeah, pops the eye out. And then you see his robot eye underneath.
It's really cool. But you actually see his eyeball in the sink.
Yeah.
Love it. It's so cool. So, yeah, that was cool. And then he, like, picks up this crisp white towel and just dabs himself. It's just covered in blood.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's when he puts on
sunglasses. Yeah. So I was like, that's awesome. And then he climbs back out the window, leaving just this whole mess of shit behind. Because obviously he bleeds, isn't he? Because it's the human tissue. So they're talking about, I think they've just done their interview. And they're talking about, like, about Reese, and how there's like, he said it's a perfect kind of thing to say because there's not a shred of proof to prove that he's from the future.
No.
So everything he's saying, he could just say, and he doesn't need to prove it. So they're basically saying that he's a loon, and then they say, oh, look, here, Sarah, take this like body armor and things and just stay in a police station. You'll be safe here.
Yeah.
No. So you see these psychiatrist?
Yeah, whichever one.
He's walking out and Terminator just walks in.
Yeah, walks straight past him, doesn't he, in the main lobby.
So then he's talking to the desk sergeant. I don't know what you'd call him in America.
We'll go with desk sergeant.
We'll go desk sergeant. Don't know.
I don't know. Nobody tells me nothing.
So he looks around and he says, okay, don't say the line because I want to say it, but he won't let him in, will he, without something.
So he arrives and he's like, I'm looking for Sarah Garner. I heard she was here. And he's like, oh, she's doing an interview. You'll have to go. And then Arnie says,
I'll be back. So this bit is obviously iconic. And I really wasn't expecting it to be him talking to some police officer in a police station, let alone what happens next.
It's like the most famous line from Terminator ever.
Yeah.
And yet in the actual film, when he first says it, it's just a throwaway line. He wants to come in, the police officer says, you can't, she's doing an interview. And he's literally just saying, he's like, I'll be back.
As in, I'll be back in a bit.
I'll come back.
Yeah.
I'll be back soon. How it is such a
I have no idea. And it's
a catchphrase. Just from that.
Yeah.
It's mad, but yeah.
This is why I thought it was going to be a cringy film.
Because you've heard all the catchphrases.
Yeah, and everyone takes the piss out of Arnie anyway. So you just think, oh, this is going to be... I think a couple of films... Oh, although, to be fair, you can't really say Kindergarten Cop's cringe because I effing love that film.
It's not a tumour!
But, you know, he just had a few cringe things, isn't he, old Arnie? Like the making love to a woman and making love to his arm pumping. But, you know, like that sort of stuff. So
all his films have got so many bad puns.
Yeah.
And everything afterwards. But, yeah, this the fact that it's a massive catchphrase when really it was just nothing in the film.
It's just amazing. So, yeah, so he says, I'll be back. And then the desk sergeant goes back to his paperwork, and then you suddenly see headlights and he just smashes his car through.
He just drives his car straight to the front of the building.
As you do. So, they said, before this scene, the officer said about how, or the sergeant or whoever he was, the lead cop guy, was like, oh, you know, there's loads of officers everywhere, you're going to be safe.
Hmm.
He just basically goes around and just kills all of them.
Yeah, just strolls through the police station, mowing down police officers, shotgunning them, machine gunning them. They get their heavy duty weapons out and they're shooting at him, and he just turns around and shoots them in the face, and they're dead.
Just yeah,
lays waste to the place.
So she's hiding in the office. I think she locks the door, which
kills
I thought.
Two main police officers that we've seen in the film as yep. well. They both get
there again. Yeah, I think she locks the door, which I thought was pointless. It's got a glass bit in the door.
You just would but open your force of habit.
And then she hides behind a desk, and then she you see someone smashing through the door.
Yeah, someone's trying to get in.
And you're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And then it's Reese. So they run through. Basically, like the fire station is like, or police station is now on fire.
Yeah, it's a bit on fire. The lights are all gone.
So you see them escaping and into a car, and they drive away. And then I think the car cuts out of fuel at some point, and they get a load of stuff out the boot, and they find a nice little hole cave to settle in for the night.
A hole cave.
It's like a little hole in the ground. It's
literally like an underpass. They're under a road. It's not a hole in the ground at all.
Oh, it looked like a hole in the ground. So they settle down inside.
Like a hobbit hole.
Like a hobbit. No, it wasn't as nice as a hobbit hole. Crack den hobbit hole, maybe.
Fuck's sake. Keep going.
Where Sam Gamgee goes when everything breaks down and he misses Mr. Frodo too much.
Oh, Mr. Frodo, I'm going to chase the dragon.
He's had too much pipe weed.
Get out.
And he goes like, oh, are you? And then Reese says to Sarah, oh, are you cold? Obviously.
Yeah, she sat there in like the thinnest jumper you've ever seen. He's got a trench coat on. Remember my favourite bit as well was like, are you cold? She's like, yeah, freezing. So he doesn't give her his coat. He just puts his arm around her like...
That's the equivalent of the yawn.
Yeah. Well, I was really hoping he'd like really patronisingly pat her on the head as well, like,
oh, bless your heart.
Should have bought something warmer.
I packed for the occasion. So she asks his first name, I think, and so he says it's Carl Reese.
Yeah.
And then she asks if travelling through time hurts, and he's like, yeah, like a lot.
Like, it sucks.
And I think, oh, what do you see? And he says, like, oh, it was white and just a lot of pain or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, tell me about my son. And he says that he has her eyes, and that all the soldiers love him, and that he'd die for John Connor. And he volunteered to go on this trip because he wanted to meet the legend, which happens to be her. And... I think he shows a picture, a Polaroid picture of her.
Yep.
That's a bit creep. And, yeah, so basically he says about how he wanted to meet her. And I was like, so who is John Connor's dad? And I was like, I'm guessing it's Kyle. And then I've written down, cue the sexy music, like 100% knew then. Oh my God, he's his dad. That's just really weird.
We'll get there.
So, basically, before he left, John made him learn a message to send to her, which was, thank you for your courage. The future is not set. You must survive or I will not exist. Obviously.
Yep. Cheers. No pressure.
No. So she starts helping Kyle with some of his injuries. He's got an injury to his arm and he's like, oh, that's good field dressing. I was like, what even is a field dressing? Is that just something, just like a tourniquet to keep you going until someone can look after you properly?
It's a dressing applied in the field. It's literally what it is.
Oh, that's not as exciting as I thought it was.
When you dress a wound in the field of battle.
So you literally is just something just to tide you over till you can get proper medical assistance. Okay, that is. So I was right then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So this is about getting some sleep. I'm sorry, I couldn't sleep in there.
I suppose after that day, you could probably sleep anywhere, to be fair.
Yeah, I still think I could sleep, though, because I'd be like, what happens if I wake up and there's a rat on my face? What happens if I wake up and it's eating my toes?
Really overthink these things.
That's probably why I don't understand what happened in the film. I was too busy thinking about rats.
Thinking about
my
rats
feet.
And spiders for no apparent reason.
So and she's like, "Oh, talk to me some more." And I think then, actually, to be fair, that probably would put me to sleep.
Yeah, he's quite...
Someone talking bullshit at me.
Just waffles a bit, doesn't he?
He does waffle a bit. A bit like me.
Yeah.
It's talking about, like, how, where you're from, can they see in the dark? And he's like, yeah, they use infrared.
Obviously, dickhead.
Duh.
Fucking cyborgs, of course they can see in the
dark.
Did
they have infrared in the 80s?
It's not in the 80s, it's in 2029.
No, but in the 80s, would you learn about infrared?
Infrared was a thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not like it is today. I don't know. I wasn't there.
So then we're back in the wasteland of Tier 29, and...
It's funny, because it's true.
He literally is 8 years away.
Yeah.
Just saying. Come on, Bojo. So they're in a bunker, and there's, like, just, like, lots of people and maps and shit just everywhere. Just fucking crap everywhere.
Like the last remnants of humanity.
You're
all fucking starving.
Yeah.
There's two kids watching a TV that's on fire because that's entertainment. That's what they've got. To be fair, I watched them watching that TV on fire as I've definitely watched worse things on TV than just some fire.
It's just hideous.
Just squalor.
I mean, that could be what, yeah. That could be our future.
That is Tier 29, 100%.
Yeah. Someone's excited they caught a rat.
Yeah.
Woohoo, dinner.
Dinner.
Fucking hell. They're looking around. They've got rickets because there's no sunlight because they're all underground. They're just like, yeah, hideous. Absolutely grim. So this is when they talk about they've all got dogs.
They've got dogs, yeah.
Because dogs...
He tells them the first Terminators had, like, rubber skin.
Yeah.
So they could...
Really obvious.
See them, but
yeah.
Now they've got real human skin, so they use dogs. So they can sniff them out.
And dogs will bark when they see a Terminator, which is cool. And then this, like, is back in, like, the bunkery thing.
Yeah.
And you see, all of a sudden, the dogs start barking, and there's Terminators in their bunker... Shooting everyone.
Just with a massive laser gun.
Yeah. So that's good. And then you see...
That's good.
Then you see Reese, and he sees, like, some man shooting, walking towards him. So I always think, like, is that Arnie?
No, it's the Terminator they got in the bunker.
Oh, I thought it might be an Arnie. I was busy writing, I missed it.
Terminator. Because he sees his glowing red eyes, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's why I thought it might have been...
Yeah, no. All Terminators have glowy red eyes.
I think it would have been better if it might have been. I like to think it was Arnie.
The guy was quite big.
Yeah.
Quite jacked. It wasn't Arnie, but...
I know, but if you can't see his face, and
realistically, it would have made more sense if it was Arnie in a way, because he's a model of Terminator, not a specific Terminator.
Yeah.
So they would all look the same, you'd think.
I just thought it'd be kind of, because you didn't see his face. I was like, maybe it could be Arnie. But we don't see it, but maybe he did. Yeah. Anyways.
It's not Arnie.
So Sarah's asleep on his lap. And this is when he tells her about the dogs. That's telling about Terminators and stuff. And then they're outside and it's all sort of like woods and foggy. And Arnie's back up in that dodgy old room and reading a book. And
it's Sarah's like address book, isn't it?
Oh yeah. And he finds mention of her mum's address.
Mum's cabin or whatever it is.
In the woods, yeah. Then they arrive, so Sarah and Reese turn up at a motel and there's a little dog and I put a little love heart next to it. Love a dog.
I like how you focus on all the important details of the film.
The dog, yeah.
Yeah. There's a dog, it was cute. I don't know what the plot was.
The adorable man at the beginning.
But there was an adorable man and a cute puppy.
Yeah.
Important takeaways.
That is the most important thing. So they're like, I don't know, Reese has been like a right arsehole. He's been like really arsey and he's like, I'm going out for supplies.
Right, mood swing.
Isn't he?
does have a bit of a mood swing.
I don't know what happened. Like,
suddenly gets right down to business.
Yeah, like, I know. So she's like having a look around, and I think she goes to have a shower. Oh, and then she calls her mum.
Yeah, knob.
Like, I just wouldn't do it. So she, her mum, if you can see, I'm doing bunny ears. Like a little speech quote thing.
I know. I got it. You didn't have to mime it out for me.
I know, but
no one listening can see.
True. And he said, I'm basically asking where she is and stuff. She's like, I can't say where I am, mum. And then she actually just gives her the address of the
and
hotel
the
she is.
Again.
And the fucking phone number. And then it's Arnie.
Well, no, she doesn't give her the address. She gives her the phone number.
Either way.
Yeah, gives the phone number. And then the camera pans across.
And it's
the ruined cabin to see that she's actually talking to Arnie.
Yeah, imitating the voice. And I was like, fuck.
And then it calls the motel back to ask for the address.
Yeah.
And then he's on the way.
He's on the way. And then they've got... Reese comes back with mothballs, corn syrup, ammonia. He's basically making them explode. He's talking about how he used to make it as a kid. Oh my God. What an exciting childhood he led. In the middle of like a tier 29 wasteland. Making explosives to kill rats.
Last week our kids did dot to dot at home, and in 8 years they'll be making plastic explosives in the kitchen.
Oh God, don't do that. Get arrested.
Well, not if we're in tier 29, clearly.
It's true. It's true. It's just how to get to the co-op to get your weekly supplies. Arnie's back on the bike. He's looking like his usual badass selves. The explosives are pretty much ready. And then they're on the bed. And, of course, Reese is shirtless, watching out the window. Oh, this is when he shows her the picture. Basically, they end up... I've written down about how he says he loves her. Reese.
Yeah.
And I've written down, it's always have. I've written, cue the making of John.
Yep. Full on sex scene.
Full on sex scene with cringy 80s love music.
Yep. Unfortunately. And Sarah Connor booby.
Oh yeah, you saw a booby.
A bit of booby.
Then you see the doggy barking. And so Terminator's there. And then he like kicks in the door and shoots, but they've escaped. So that really was like a minute of pleasure.
To be fair, Reese is probably a virgin.
Probably.
Like, doesn't look like in tier 29 sex is a high priority for most of them.
No.
Oh my God. What if they made Terminators that went in that were, like, sexy and just chatted, like, ooh, I'm sexy. Ooh, ooh, let's do the sex. And then bam!
Yeah.
Fucking killed them.
Sex by death.
Sex by death.
Death by sex.
Snoo snoo. Death by snoo snoo.
Oh God. So yeah, so these...
I think I've just pitched the next Terminator film.
Sexy bots.
Sex bots. Fembots.
Fembots. Titty guns.
Yeah, and then Austin Powers can turn up.
Oh, behave.
this is taking a turn. What's going on?
You're a fat bastard. And it looks like
I'm not
vagina.
A fat bastard. Fuck you. Just get on with the podcast.
So you hear a dog barking and he kicks it and they've escaped. So he gets back on his bike and there's like a gun car chase again.
Gun car chase. With space machines. Why can't you talk like a human today?
I read as I write.
Clearly.
So Reese makes Sarah change seats and he's like, drive faster, bitch, please.
But drive faster.
Yeah.
Go fast. Must go faster.
Yeah, I know, but you just think, I'm literally riding a moped. For me, fast is 40. I know, like, how did this fucking happen? I'd be horrendous. Then they're in a tunnel. Oh, yeah, Carl gets shot.
While he's lobbing the bombs out the window.
Yeah. And then it's just her and a Terminator and the car rolls. And then Arnie gets run over by a lorry.
Yep.
Like an 18-wheeler or something ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, like a massive one.
Like, good job. He's like all underneath it.
The best thing is the driver gets out to check on him, doesn't he? And Arnie gets up. And does he kill the driver? I think he kills the driver of the truck.
I can't remember now.
And he walks to the driver's seat, and his friend, his responsible friend in the truck, says, "Oh, let's get out of here, man. You've just run someone over, you bastard. Like, you've literally, you're a party too. Fucking mowing someone down in a lorry." And your first thought is,
"Don't
yeah,
care.
Let's get out of it."
So Arnie is then up, dragging his gammy leg and his, like, just all sorts of messed up his face, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, no, dragging his leg. Sarah and Kyle are in, like, a machinery place.
No, he missed a bit. He chases him with the lorry first.
Does he?
Yeah, he gets, Arnie gets in the lorry, doesn't he? And there's, like, they're on foot and he's in this 18-wheeler, but somehow he outruns them. They outrun him.
I don't know. All I know is written down is that she's, like, on your feet, soldier, and he's like...
Yeah, to get Kyle out of the car.
Yeah.
Go, run it, and then...
That's it, yeah.
He tells her to keep running because he falls down or something, and then the lorry goes past him, and he puts a bomb in the exhaust.
Yeah.
And then puts the bomb in the exhaust and then jumps in a dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
And just waits. Because it's like, there's about 20, 30 seconds before the thing explodes. So you just imagine him in this dumpster like, is it now? Is it now?
Is it going to work?
Is it now? And she's still outrunning the lorry.
Of course.
But she's managed to outrun it far enough that when it explodes, she's nowhere near it whatsoever. So moral of the story is Sarah Connor is rapid.
She is. So this whole set, like, whole last scene, I was like, is he dead yet? No. Has he died yet? No.
Who?
Is he dead now? Kyle.
Oh, yeah, because he's, like, properly been shot and he's
Yeah, he's,
all
like, all
up.
Sorts of messed up. So this bit, he's not dead, but she, Sarah's got a bit of shrapnel in her leg, which she removes. What? Just a bit crazy. Kyle is, I was like, is he dead now? Yep, dead. He fought well. And I'm like...
He well skimmed over the entire bit. So they're in the machine.
I haven't written down
they?
Much because there was lots going on.
So the lorry explodes.
Yeah.
They're back together. And then you see the Terminator come out of the wreckage of the lorry. And he's just a
metal
skeleton.
Yeah.
Chases him into the machinery place. Chasing Jews. She's got the shrapnel in her leg. She's like helping Carl round. He tries to fight him off with a metal pole.
Yeah, I'm literally about to get to that saying about how bloody creepy he was.
Okay. But the fact you jumped ahead to Carl being dead...
No, I said he's not dead yet. I thought he was dead at this point. I'm just saying. So she's injured. She's removed the shrapnel. Kyle, is he now dead? Yep, dead. He fought well. Because this is what I thought he was dead initially.
Oh, right. I see.
Then I've written down that he's getting... That he's dragging his body and off the floor. I think she's pulling him away.
Right.
And then I've written down that he's come out and he's creepy as ass, haul ass and run away. So it's a bit tense. He nearly grabbed her feet. So this is like the bit when, like, he's not dead because they're still running.
I'm confused about who you're saying is not
the Terminator.
Dead. Right.
No, Kyle is not dead yet.
Yeah. And neither's the Terminator.
Neither's Terminator, right, no. Okay. He's come out. He looks creepy as fuck.
Okay,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
Back on track.
So then they're, like, chasing and I think, I don't know if she's in, like, this is where I haven't written down very much because I was watching it and I was actually enjoying the film. So.
Excellent. Always a good start.
I haven't written down very much, apart from he's grabbing her feet. Someone shouts, "You fucker, you're terminated."
No, yeah, so that's like the very end. So they in the machine, and like we were saying, Carl hits him with the pole, attacks him. He knocks Carl down, knocks him down some steps.
I'm pretty sure there's like another explosion as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so he knocks Carl down the steps, and like Sarah's sort of got away, sort of has
yeah.
it, there's a bit of distance. And this is where Carl lights his last explosive, puts it in the Terminator's like side,
yeah.
rolls down the steps, and then boom, explodes.
Because all that's left of the Terminator is his top half.
Yeah. And then
and his lights go out, don't he, in his eye?
That's the end of Kyle.
Kyle,
that
yeah.
explosion. So she thinks he's safe, doesn't she? And then, yeah, his
eyes
light,
up,
light up. And then he grabs her foot.
Oh, God,
and
it's
he's
horrible.
Like,
and he's
it's just the top half just dragging itself along, chasing her. But obviously she's got a knackered leg from the shrapnel. I think this is where she gets the shrapnel, I think.
No, she's already had it, but she's crawling through machine, like a machine.
Yeah, so he's chasing her and she crawls through the machinery, and he's right behind him, blah, blah, blah. She crawls through a press.
That's
she?
It, yeah.
And she gets to the other side, and she's reaching for
the
control.
Oh, my God, it was horrible. I was like,
and he leans out, and he's grabbing at her. Does he get hold of her?
I think he gets hold of her a little bit, yeah. And then she presses the button.
And that's when she says, "You're a terminated fucker."
Oh, my God.
And then she squishes him in the press.
Gone.
And he's goner.
Yeah. And then you hear the sirens. And it's all done. She's got rid of the Terminator.
Yeah.
So she's on a stretcher, been taken out into the ambulance.
Carl gets zipped up in his body bag.
Yeah. At this point, I've written down, I've got a feeling there'll be another one. And then I've written, nope. There's not another Terminator.
No, there's not. Oh, yeah, that's what I forgot to say about the sex scene. They make John, don't they? Like,
yeah.
The mind fuckery of this film.
I can't stand it.
So
it cringes me. It freaks me out.
It's just a loop, isn't it? Like, because if he never goes back in time, John's never born.
But then, like,
but then John, if John John's never born, he can't send him back in time.
No, but John knows it's his dad.
Well, they don't actually say that he knows it's his dad. He might not know it's his dad.
Oh, it's just freaking.
But
weird.
He has to know. Yeah. To send Kyle, because if he doesn't send Kyle, he doesn't exist, so the machines win anyway. Like, it makes no sense, but
I'm going to send you, soldier, to fuck my mom. So, then you see her in a car, and it's in a desert, and it comes up November the 10th, day 7, and she's talking into, like, a little tape recorder, and she's like, I don't know if I'm going to let you listen to these, or they're just, at the minute, just made for me.
Yeah.
So she's preggo, and she gets out at a petrol station in Mexico and starts speaking Spanish to someone. And she's saying about how she might tell him about his, or do I tell you about your father? Because if you don't send Carl, like we just said,
you can't be born. Can't but be if born. You know he's your dad, will you still send him?
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing that you're sending your dad to die.
And she says, like, a storm is coming. It's like, obviously. That's
and
that.
She drives off into the storm.
Oh.
Epic thing, Jim. Back on. Oh. End of the film.
That was good.
Yeah?
I did really, really enjoy it. I mean, I know by the sounds of this whole podcast, it sounds like I did enjoy it.
I loved it. I enjoyed it. I had no fucking clue what happened, but I really enjoyed it.
When we're talking back over, I do remember watching it, but I just couldn't tell you in detail what happened. All I know is that I really enjoyed it. So it might not sound like it, like I said, but I generally did enjoy it. I said I liked the storyline. Arnie was amazing in it, and he wasn't cringe at all, which was what I was expecting. The famous line was perfect, and in the film made sense.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was good. It's a lot better than I was expecting. I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Because I'm not in a rush to watch it again.
Okay.
I've seen it. I've enjoyed it. It's all right.
Fair enough.
And I've written intense.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
God, that fucking bit in the press was horrible. But yeah, that's just the bits like him, like watching it now, like imagining what it was like watching it in the 80s, like with his eyeball popping out and seeing the machinery underneath the skin. You think, like, you take that so for granted now.
Yeah.
So I think when you watch back films like that,
yeah, if
you're like,
you'd have watched it then, you'd have been like, Jesus, it's actually a robot.
And I don't know about you, but part of me is like, oh, I wish I could have been there when it came out.
Yeah.
To seen that technology and been like, fuck, that's amazing.
Yep, definitely.
Kind of feel a bit sad. Terminator, absolutely amazing. Loved it.
Excellent.
So as a little bonus treat, the next film we've actually already watched, haven't we?
We have, yeah. So you enjoyed Terminator so much that my immediate thought was, right, well, now we've watched Terminator, now we should follow it up with the better Terminator film, Terminator 2.
Which is probably part of the reason why I can't remember Terminator very well, because I've recently watched Terminator 2 and I couldn't remember. Did I imagine that a phone book bit? Don't remember.
As a slight change from our regular schedule, we've already watched Terminator 2 and that will be out next week instead of in 2 weeks.
So there's something to keep you occupied, whatever you're doing.
So, hopefully.
Hopefully. So yeah. So as usual, we haven't said it for a little while. If you do want to give us any reviews wherever you listen, that would be great. It helps out big time, doesn't it?
It does.
We are on Instagram on Hayley_watches. We're also on Facebook under Hayley Watches. And you can get in contact with us on via email with HayleyWatches2020@gmail.com.
Amazing.
Oh, I can't believe I actually remembered that.
Got them all right first time without even having to look them up.
So, yeah, we hope you enjoy this one. You've only got a week to wait for the next one, which hopefully I might sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I can't guarantee it.
We definitely won't ever guarantee that.
No. So all I have to say is ciao for now and I'll be back.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.